that you
found? Yeah, no problem. Go ahead.
One collaboration that fascinates me, and a film that fascinates me, it's really stayed with me, is Rampage. And your collaboration with Morricone on that film. What can you tell me about that?
Well, you know, I think Morricone and Bernard Herrmann were the two greatest composers of film music for me. And I just called him out of the blue after I'd filmed Rampage, and I sent him a work print copy, and he called me back. He spoke very little English, but he had an agent who spoke good English, and I went with him, and I met with him, and I really wanted a kind of a driving score from Morricone that would drive the film more, like the score he did for a film called Investigation of a Citizen Without Investigation of a Citizen Under Suspicion, something like that. It was a great movie, and I wanted a score like that, and he didn't see the film that way. He saw the film as a tragedy, and a tragedy not only involving the victims of this guy, who was known as the vampire killer in Northern California. He saw it as a tragedy of human nature. And I kept pushing Morricone to write some more driving rhythms, but he couldn't. He wrote one of his most moving and deep scores. And we weren't completely in agreement about it, but God knows, it was a thrill to be working with him. And every time I heard, you know, something that he had written, I have to be honest and tell you, I didn't think it worked. And I kept asking for a more energetic piece. It was called Investigation of a Citizen Above Suspicion. And it was about a police chief who was murdering women in order to be able to investigate and solve their murders. It's a great film by a director called Elio Petri. And I worked with Morricone at his apartment in Rome, and at the time he was concentrating on writing classical music, you know, for concerts, and doing fewer scores. But I must say, it's a time in my life that I have great memories of having worked with him on that. And I changed my attitude about that film. And when the Weinstein Company picked it up after De Laurentiis went out of business, they originally made it, and then they just went bankrupt. And Harvey Weinstein picked it up. And I actually reshot some of the film because my attitude about the story had changed over the years.